Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let it go. Let it go.
Should I say this? I kind of felt like I was in Frozen last night. It's Reed on the Road, this time not in Virginia. It's Reed on the Road International. We have gone to Quebec, Canada. If you listened to the whole show yesterday, I ducked out a little bit early and Gary filled in the last hour because I had to catch a flight to get to Quebec, where today, this Friday, starts the Winter Carnival, which is just a spectacular event, I am told. This will be the first time that I have ever been in Quebec, the first time I've been a part of the Winter Carnival. It started back in 1894, and then it was held intermittently for a long time, and it's been held every year since 1955 here in Quebec. And thousands of people from around the world gather here during this two-week period to see the what I'm told are fabulous winter parades and ice carving competitions. And let me tell you something, there's enough snow here to cover all of that. Last night, though, the highlight of my trip, and this is something I have really wanted to do for years, to be honest with you, I spent the night in the ice hotel. It's called the Hotel de Glace, for those of you who speak French. And it is a magnificent architectural wonder here in Quebec. 42 individual rooms, all of them with ice sculptures and themes and brilliant lighting at night. It's you really feel like you've fallen asleep, maybe a little drunk, and it's your fantasy come to life. Well, Marie-Ève Doyon is the a media coordinator here at the Hotel de Glace, and she hosted us last night. I'm so impressed that you made it up this morning, because we kept you out late last night till almost midnight. But it was spectacular to see this this hotel all lit up, and it's all made of ice and snow.
All made of ice and snow. Isn't it fun to have you guys over here?
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
Hosting a radio show for us is a way to share what the Hotel de Glace is, because once you've been to Hotel de Glace, you remember it forever. But if you've never been, you cannot imagine how beautiful it is and how immersive it is an experience.
Now, a lot of people who are listening to this program have probably been, for a little while in Richmond, we had a an ice bar, mm-hmm. where you'd go into an ice locker and you'd have a drink in the ice bar.
Yeah.
And that was a novelty for a little while. And I still think they have one in New York. But this is very unique. There are not a lot of buildings that are fully constructed from ice blocks that people actually live and work in. How unique is this?
We're the only ice hotel in North America. So no, and to my knowledge, there isn't one in Latin America. So we're the only one here. There are a few around the globe, in Sweden notably. This one is inspired from the Hotel de Glace in Sweden. And in Finland, there are Hotels de Glace or winter experiences in cabins where you can see the night lights through the ceiling. But the only fully constructed building where you can have a bar, where you can dance, where you can slide in the great big slide. You can even get married in Hotel de Glace, since we have a chapel. So we host between 20 and 40 weddings every year, and renewal of vows, and you can propose to the loved one in Hotel de Glace. So it's a very unique experience that you can have here in Quebec. And now Hotel de Glace is part of Village Vacances Valcartier Resort. That's a family resort for winter sports, summer water sliding, and we also have an indoors tropical themed water park open 365 days a year. So
well,
you can
I missed
do
that
everything.
Last night.
Oh, I am going to show you everything okay. before you leave.
Well, one of the things that was interesting to me, and I didn't know what to expect, I'd seen the pictures online. And by the way, if you want to see what this hotel looks like and my experience last night and this morning, we posted pictures on the John Reed Show Facebook page, John Reed Show WRVA, and on our WRVA website. I think you will really, if you're like me and you've traveled to some really nice hotels around the world, this is one of the most unique places I have ever been. But when we walked in last night, Marie-Ève, I kind of wondered whether this was built around a frame of steel or whether it really was all brick on brick or block on block, ice block on block construction. How do you build this?
Well, the techniques we use to build it is we use a mold that's put on skis. So a huge mold in Gothic arc shape, and it's put on skis. It's about 20 feet high, and we use this mold. We use a bit like the foundation of a house, so there's an encasement, a wooden encasement around it, and we use man-made snow that we blow with a snowblower, a bit like ski resorts will do, but the amount of water in the snow we create is different, so that the snow is going to be very heavy. The snow we use for snowball fights, basically. It's going to be very heavy, so we blow loads of snow on that mold. We let it collapse on itself for 48 to 72 hours, and once it's really hard, we lower the mold and pull it out, so there's nothing else but compacted snow creating the building you're sleeping in. We have, of course, a lot of light coming in because some of our walls are created of ice blocks. There's about, in this editions of the Hotel de Glace, there's 3,250 huge ice blocks that we use to create the windows, some walls, and the ice sculptures you're going to see in Hotel de Glace. And there's the hotel this year is 42,000 square feet large.
It's huge.
It's huge, amazing amount of snow. And every year the structure is different. We always use the same shapes of the mold to make the building strong and sound for months. But we move around the different parts. So every year if you come back to Quebec City, like about 100,000 people come to visit Hotel de Glace every year. They walk through it as if it were a huge museum, and every year these people will see a different layout and a different expression of the theme for that year.
And how many years have you been building this hotel?
This is the 19th edition, so any person who wants to come next year has to expect a wonderful ice hotel. It's going to be celebrating its 20 years.
And so this year's theme is gardens.
Yeah, Les Jardins. Hotel gardens. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as we walked through, you've commissioned different artists to create very unique sculptures, which will only exist for a few months before the spring springs and they all melt. But it's like actually being in the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts when you're looking at some of the sculptures. Tell me where you find these artists who can actually create statues of ice that look like they're crafted from marble.
Well, you're going to be seeing the Winter Carnival here in Quebec City starting this weekend. You will also see on Grande Allée, which is the main street where the carnival is held, you'll see ice sculptures. The Quebecers, we love to play with ice and snow. We're stuck with it for months, and it seems like forever for the winter is lasting. So we got to play around with ice. Once our building is created, we bring in between 16 and 20 ice sculptures. These people will mostly be sculptors for the rest of the year, so they might work on wood, on metal, on bricks, and they're going to be creating our sculptures with very very specific tools that you would not think we use, but mainly chainsaws and drills and blow torches. So they're going to be creating beautiful art out of very crude instruments that you'd find in a home hardware, for example.
If you go to the Facebook page, The John Reed Show, or to the WRVA page and look at some of the pictures we posted of this huge horse that's totally made of ice that looks like
it's
galloping
amazing
across the lobby area. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the bar. I have to admit, Alonzo and I spent a little time sitting at the bar last night. Since I had to function this morning, we didn't have as many drinks as we might have.
You're going to have a mimosa with me this morning.
That's how we're going to start. As soon as
of
the show
course
is over.
Because we have beautiful champagne glasses made of ice, and our drinks glasses are made of ice too, but the champagne glass you need to try, so we're going to have mimosas to commemorate your stay in Quebec City.
The one thing that worried me last night was some of the rooms have fireplaces
yes
in them. Are you ever worried that the temperature will rise so much that the ceiling will fall in on someone?
Not at all. But no, the temperatures can't rise that much because the fireplaces that are in the rooms are double panes of glass.
Oh,
so there's
really? Okay.
No heat in the room. The heat is wicked out through the ceiling very fast. And if it ever gets to a very, very warm day, because the temperatures tend to change with these years, if it gets too warm, then we don't light those fireplaces.
Yeah. Well, it was a wonderful experience last night. I was actually very toasty, sleeping in an ice hotel. It was amazing. So if you'd like to participate in this experience, you know, this winter, if you want to put it on your calendar for next year, you can, of course, search for the Hotel de Glace, the ice hotel here in Quebec, Canada. Wow, what an amazing experience it was last night. And, of course, I'll show you more pictures, and we'll do a Facebook Live at the end of this program at 10 o'clock, so you'll find that on Facebook. Marie-Ève Doyon, the media coordinator for the Hotel de Glace, thanks so much for having us.
Oh, thank you for being
Hopefully
here.
A lot of Richmonders will come up and join you very soon.
We're open until March 16th for sleepovers, and we start again in January next year.
Fantastic. Put it on your calendar. I think you'll really enjoy it. We are broadcasting live from Quebec, Canada, at the Hotel de Glace, the ice hotel, just outside of the old city of Quebec. Now, all the places I've been around the world, I've always wanted to come to Quebec. I've wanted to see this amazing building made of ice. And here we are for this broadcast of Read on the Road International. And if you want to see some of the pictures of what we've experienced in the last 12, 14 hours that we've been here, I posted them on the John Reed Show Facebook page, John Reed Show WRVA, and the WRVA page. But the real reason we're here, besides the experience of spending the night on a block of ice in this amazing building, is that this is the first night for the Winter Carnival here in Quebec, which has been around for quite some time. I think the first one back in 1894. Well, we're lucky enough this morning to talk to Melanie Raymond, who is the general manager of the Carnival of Quebec. And we're so excited to be here. But I got to tell you, Melanie, I'm not sure what to expect when I get to the Old Town tonight. There's a parade and a big festival.
Yes, good morning, John. We're really happy to have you here in Quebec City. Tonight it's the opening ceremony. It's our 65th edition of the new era. So you'll enjoy the parade if you stay tomorrow night. It's an amazing one. We just rebuilt it completely this year to offer a major, major show, so you don't have to miss this one.
Now, a lot of people hear me talking about the temperatures. Tonight it's supposed to go down to 6 degrees, and I think that would scare them away. A lot of snow, a lot of ice, and those cold temperatures. But really, last night, as we wandered around here outside of the city, it was just like a picture-perfect postcard. So beautiful. What do people do in this weather?
Canadian winter, John, so we're used to that.
Well, what will people do if they're in the downtown area this evening?
Yeah, tonight that's the opening ceremony, and you will be able to discover our big snow sculpture. That's the biggest one we've ever done in during Carnival. So it's like 30 feet high and 80 feet tall. So that's the biggest one, and you'll see in that sculpture all the iconic things from Quebec, from Canadian part of the America. So you'll discover that tonight if you come to Royal Court. That's the home of Bonhomme Carnaval, and for sure you'll have to meet Bonhomme Carnaval because he's the star of that festival.
Well, he greeted me at the airport last night. This is the snowman.
Oh, you're really lucky.
Yeah, it was very. I'm like a kid. Whenever there's a cartoon character that shows up, I get kind of excited about it. But tell me the history of the Winter Carnival in Quebec. If this is such a big anniversary for you all, how did this get started?
Yes, it started from businessmen. Three men put them together just to imagine something to make people go outside. You know, January, there's not a lot of things to do, and the economic part of this year is really slow. So they wanted to imagine something to make people go outside, have fun, enjoy the winter. And for the economic part, that was a big, big success. Then over the year, it become bigger and bigger. And now we are just really happy to welcome more than 500,000 visitors each year. So they come from every part of the country, but every part of the world too. We have people from Korea, from Japan. We have people from Brazil. So many different countries which are not used to our winter. So that's kind of exotic for them. So we're really proud to make that carnival become that big. And we welcome many, many delegations who want to know more about how we build this carnival and this celebrity, which is Bonhomme.
Well, if people from Rio de Janeiro can show up and have a good time, then I think Richmond and Virginia people can probably get here and enjoy it too. It's funny, Melanie, because while we've been on the air this morning and I've been describing the snow that's coming down right now, even while we're talking and sleeping in the ice hotel last night with the ice sculptures and the major decorations there, I've been texted by a lot of people who've said, I've always wanted to go to Canada. And I haven't been, and I've texted back and said, well, why not? It's not that far away. It's a relatively cheap flight, isn't it?
Oh, yes, and for you at this time, while the money is really good for you, so it's really cheap for you to come here in Canada. And that's a big country as U.S. You cannot see everything in 1 week. When people come from Montreal, they ask us, what can I do in 1 day? Can I do Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, and Quebec? The answer is no. You have to come more than 1 day to see everything, but Quebec City has something really, really charming every part of the year, but especially during winter time, because the St. Lawrence River is amazing. You will be able to see, if you are here on Sunday, the canoe races on the St. Lawrence River.
But isn't the river frozen right now?
That's an extreme sport. It has been born. It has been launched by Carnival in 1955.
But isn't the river frozen? How do they canoe in the frozen river?
They are kind of crazy. There's water, there's ice, there's snow, there's wind. They don't know how it's going to happen. Every single race is different. So they are ready for everything. They are training from September on that river to be able to do it and to be the champion of that race.
Well, that sounds kind of exciting. If it's not just paddling around,
it's 60 different teams which are on the St. Lawrence River at the same time. So it's kind of crazy.
Now, you know, I love your accent. I find it very, very charming.
For that accent, but
some people may be intimidated with the idea of coming to Quebec because they think that everyone speaks French exclusively. And far, my French is not very deep, although I took it for 4 years at St. Christopher's in Richmond, so I certainly should be able to hold my own. But I ran out of my French vocabulary last night and have had to resort to English today. Can someone who does not speak French still navigate their life here in Quebec?
Oh, yes, that's not a big deal. You know, we're really used to welcome many people from everywhere in the world. So in the restaurant, when you're shopping, when you're traveling around the city, you will find someone who speaks English. That's not a big deal. And with the iPhone right now, you can translate everything. So don't be intimidated. Our English is not perfect. My English is not perfect. But we're able to welcome everyone and to understand each other. That's the most important thing. So you'll enjoy our city, and our French accent is really cute, isn't it?
I am enjoying it very much. So tonight's the first night of the Winter Carnival here in Quebec, and it runs for how long?
It runs for 10 days. We used to do it on 17 days and night for the past 10 years, but we came back to the initial formula with 10 complete days and night, so we can do major event bigger and bigger, so we can use that same budget on 10 days, so you'll have a night parade, which we invest the double money we used to do in the past year. So it's going to be a major, major show. And next week, there's going to be an electronic dance music night with Sapporo as partner. And we have 6 DJs from all around the world, and they're all women. So it's going to be a special night in Carnival. So you'll enjoy that electronic music outside. So it's going to be a big party downtown.
I am really looking forward to the experience of being here this weekend, and I'll continue to post pictures and videos on my Facebook page, The John Reed Show, WRVA, and on the WRVA page. And right after we finish today, we'll give you a tour of the Ice Hotel via Facebook Live. So if you find this kind of intriguing, you want to check back to Facebook throughout this weekend, because I'll give you a sample of what you might be able to experience if you come to Winter Carnival this year, or maybe you want to put it on the calendar for next year. Melanie Raymond, who is the general manager of the Winter Carnival here in Quebec. Listen, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and I'm looking forward to meeting you later today. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you very much, John, and joyeux carnaval.
Merci beaucoup.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.